Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun. I really didn't know any of the guys coming in. Still getting to know a lot of them, but you know, being on the ice with them, seeing you know how hard they work, the skill level that's out there is pretty eye-opening for me. I've never really competed at a level like this, so from that aspect, it's been a lot of fun. You know, a new experience that I've never had before, and you know, a lot of fun though. At the end of the day,
how does it feel like you fit in?
I think the first day yesterday was a bit of a, not necessarily a wake-up call, but a little like reality check in terms of kind of where I'm at. But I think today I fit in much better. Kind of went out there with a better mindset, knowing what I needed to do to compete with the guys out there. So I think today went a lot smoother than yesterday, but I think I'm just going to get better every day being out here.
That's what this camp's about, though, to kind of find out what you need to do to be a
player. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think that I didn't really know what to expect coming into the camp. You know, obviously being drafted is a, you know, once in a lifetime opportunity. But then, you know, the work starts now. And I think that coming out here is my first step in realizing what I need to do to play at the next level, and what the biggest things are that I'm going to need to work on the next few years at Minnesota, and, you know, in order to come in one day and, you know, make an impact out here.
What do you think those things are?
I think for me, probably the biggest thing is my strength. You know, I'm a tall kid. I still need to add some weight, but add the right weight at the same time. You know, get stronger, especially my lower body, and really work on winning those, you know, one-on-one battles in the corner. That's the biggest thing I've learned out here, that, you know, everyone competes hard. No one likes to lose, and I just got to, you know, really approach the, you know, the mental aspect of the one-on-one battles, that, you know, I'm not going to lose them. You know, I'm going to go in every battle. I'm going to win every battle.
You don't know anyone here, pretty much?
Like a couple Minnesota guys. I played on a team with a couple guys for like a few weeks back when I was a sophomore in high school, but no one that I really know too well. A brother, Benny Walker, I'm good friends with his little brother, but I've known him for a long time too, so he's a familiar face, but really no one that I know too well.
What has stood out about the whole thing so far?
I just think the way everyone conducts themselves, how professional everyone is, it's a big step. Coming from the USHL and at the USNTDP, where obviously, you know, we grew up a lot there. We, you know, we do our best to act like pros there, and I think that we do a good job of that. But this is a whole nother level, just with the facilities, the staff they have, and just how well they treat you, I think, is the biggest thing that's stuck out for me. But at the same time, they expect a lot from you, and, you know, it kind of works both ways.
You mentioned getting drafted was a once in a lifetime. What's life been like since then? Has it changed at all?
It hasn't really changed. I mean, you know, it didn't happen too long ago, and, you know, I got back from Philly on Sunday and I was in class on Monday, so I didn't have too much time to dwell on it. You know, I had some homework to do, but I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of sinking in now that I'm here, now that I'm at camp, you know, wearing all the Jets stuff. Definitely sunk in a little more over the past few days than it did, you know, since putting on the jersey up in Philadelphia. But you know, I'm really happy that you know, I got to come out here for this week, and I'm looking forward to the rest of it.
What's it like seeing yourself in all the Jets gear?
It's awesome. I mean, I guess I can't really describe it. I mean, the half shield's actually pretty unique for me. First time I've ever worn one actually playing, you know, just kind of the leagues I've played in my whole life. So that's kind of funny, actually. You know, playing like that, it's not too big of an adjustment once you get out there for, you know, the first couple minutes. But, you know, wearing all this stuff, obviously a huge honor. It's fun to see all the fans out here, you know, how much they love their team out in this city. I think that's, you know, that's an aspect of, you know, where I got drafted that I got pretty lucky in, is the passion that the fans have here. So that's definitely one of the biggest things that stuck out for me, is kind of the whole you know, craze around the city that, you know, for their hockey team.
Does that craze just drive you to work hard?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you see pictures. We were over at the MTS Center yesterday and seeing all the pictures of, you know, games, you know, regular season games that, you know, the place is just sold out, packed, everyone's going crazy. And, you know, that's definitely a little added motivation, you know, be a part of that atmosphere someday. So for sure that aspect is, you know, a huge positive, huge bonus for me.
What's the off-ice stuff been like this week?
Actually, I did my physical testing this morning. I thought I was going to get away with it, that I came in a day late, but I did it out this morning. So today's already been kind of a, you know, a strenuous day, but the off-ice testing has been good. They've got unbelievable facilities here, really good staff, you know, on the weights and everything like that. We went through one workout yesterday. We'll do another one today, and I think another one tomorrow. So that aspect's been great. You know, they really focus on you, what your body needs. And that's a huge thing, especially for me with a guy that needs to add weight. I think that, you know, their system and the assistance they can give me in that aspect is going to be huge.
You're just a college guy to teach you how to eat well here and everything.
Yeah.
Do you need that?
Yeah, I definitely need that. You know, we have the dorm food back at college. I definitely eat a lot, but learning what to eat, when to eat, things like that, I know that's a huge aspect that I need to, you know, address for the next level to, you know, keep my body at 100%, you know, going into the tougher and tougher levels of hockey.